Chapter 15, Peacock from the Sixth Chakra.
And just like that, our antelope woke up and saw before her eyes a peacock's feather. How strange! How strange, this feather! It came to me in a dream, and now I'm seeing it right in front of my eyes. For real. It's so unusual. It's so delicate and pretty. I need to find the peacock in the sixth chakra of the color purple. I'll run, and I'll give him this feather. And maybe he will teach me how to cheer up the third antelope behind the golden net. The antelope ran to him in the sixth chakra, our purple chakra of intuition, the third eye that's found on our forehead between our eyebrows. Peacock, peacock, are you sleeping? Wake up, please. It's me, the antelope, and I need to show you something I brought with me. Peacock, I need to ask you for your guidance. Can you help? I'm still sleeping, antelope. Look, I found your tail. Well, just a single feather from it. And I have a question. Could you come to me in my fourth chakra of the heart and show your luxurious tail to the third sweet, kind, sorrowful antelope? And then I'll tell you later why we need to do all of this.
Okay, interesting, he replied.
And together they went to the fourth chakra of the heart, the green chakra, and the home of the three antelopes. The peacock, he loved this chakra very, very much.
Wow, this place is so beautiful. This green, magical green, a green garden inside of a fairy tale.
Oh, and here is even a green diamond, and inside of it is a pink one, and on top, all around the diamonds, is a beautiful woven golden net. Oh, well, why don't you look inside the net into the diamond, peacock? And I'm sure you'll see three antelopes there.
The peacock peered into the diamond. I see only three peacocks, and they're all very cheerful. Kind of like me. Sometimes they want to sleep.
They're so luxurious. Their tails are so graceful. So one who looks into the golden net sees inside of it only themselves? How strange it all is. Well, anyways, I see a gloomy, heartbroken antelope. So could you please show her your tail?
And the peacock, he began to expand his giant tail, spreading it out in all directions. It was so big, huge, giant and wide. How colorful, sparkling. Blue and purple and green, how jaw-droppingly beautiful it was. Spreading his divine beauty all around in the shape of a semicircle.
It seems to me that the antelope, the third one, the sad one with the big, shining, sorrowful, heartbroken eyes, has let go of her sadness. She's smiling. She's happier now. Thank you so much, peacock. Thank you.
Keep the feather in my memory of this exhilarating feeling, antelope. This amazing sense of joy with our progress. and you can even tickle your forehead with it between your eyebrows and instantly remember my enormous, colorful tail. But now it's time for me to go. I really want to sleep. And the peacock closed his tail and flew away, back all the way up to the sixth chakra, the purple chakra of intuition.
Ooh.